Hello, and welcome to the podcast Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Alora Cheek. And I'm here to talk to you about conscious creation. How do we keep doing that thing called allowing? Allow. Welcome.
Hello, and I am so inspired to talk about this that I have literally pulled the car over and I'm parked. So I'll check the audio and make sure this is okay. But I have some tips for you about one of the things that is constantly happening in Law of Attraction is we do not yet have the thing that we want. We don't even see the thing that we want in our lives. And so we think it's not coming, or we're antsy and we sabotage ourselves. And so what do you do in that beginning phase when maybe your life is a mess and you're trying to make change, or you're stuck in a job and you need to make changes for a new job? And in the past, you've always been doing the action journey. Change the job, start the new diet, do the new thing, you know, get a new boyfriend, whatever it is. And those action journeys have not worked out. They just have not worked out. You're basically recreating the same emotional mess in a different career or in a different relationship or with a different diet. And you are repeating the same patterns over and over and over again. You find out about Law of Attraction, or you get back into Law of Attraction, and you're like, okay, I'm going to do it right this way. I'm going to do it vibrationally. I'm going to change my vibration so my life can change. Well, you know what happens in the beginning of that? Nothing. Nothing changes. Your life is still exactly the way that it was before. And you're still in the same job. You're still going about the same business. So how do you stay positive? How do you stay on the vibrational journey, right? What tools can you give yourself to know that change is happening even when nothing in your life has changed yet? So here's three. There's lots of tools, but here's three tools that I've used and that come to mind right now. Number one, get a calendar. You can even just print them up, but you just want one calendar on one page, right? So you've got your 30 or 31 or 28 or 29 boxes, right? And don't use that for your schedule. Use that as your epiphany and breakthrough and I see the signs calendar. So for example, one day you might be like, wow, I had a completely different type of phone call with my mom. I can't believe that was like the best phone call we've had in a long time, or wow, that just felt like it was a big shift. So write that down. Amazing phone call with mom. Or one day you're like, wow, I've been thinking about this trip that I want, and I went somewhere and I saw three signs today about that country that I've been thinking about. And so write down, you know, I'm seeing signs, right? So you might have a couple of days where you don't have anything to write. Don't fake it. Don't fake it. Be honest. But if something really strikes you, like, oh my gosh, I had a total breakthrough, or oh my gosh, I had this conversation, or oh wow, I noticed something, and it was part of the emotional journey or the noticing new things, write it down. When you look back at that calendar, you're going to see actual evidence on paper that things are shifting, even though your life hasn't changed yet. The brain wants proof that things are happening. Also calms us down and reminds us that that's the shift that's happening. So number one is the calendar. Number two, things that you can do is at the beginning of a month or a week or whatever time period you want, write down how you're feeling. So you would say, and be honest, this is how I'm feeling about my career or my life or my relationships. This is where I'm at. This is what I feel like my general vibration is. You just go ahead. It doesn't have to be a novel. You just write a few paragraphs or a paragraph. At the end of the month, do not look at the one you wrote before. Keep that face down. At the end of the month, write a new piece of paper. How do I feel now? I do suggest you write it with your hand, because when you write with your hand, it forces you to truly focus and take your thoughts and turn them into concepts. Whereas, I mean, you can type if you feel that works for you, but really ask yourself, which version of writing, typing or handwriting, pulls from me my truth, and do that. But if you know that handwriting will pull your truth, but you're not going to do it because you just don't like writing with your hands, it's better to do the exercise than not do it at all. So go ahead and use the computer. But at the end, write down how you're truly feeling about stuff, and then compare. and see if you see any differences. We sometimes surprise ourselves with change we don't realize that we've done. So that will give you some emotional benchmarks, right? So yeah, so that's another way. The third one is to get an accountability partner. We all have in our times in our lives when we've maybe had a friend that we talk to. I'm not even talking about long, deep conversations. I'm saying somebody that you check in with for like a 5 or 10 minute conversation, specifically about how am I doing? Specifically about do you notice changes in me? Specifically about, hey, accountability partner, can you list 3 or 5 things that you've noticed that have changed in my life that maybe I haven't seen? Or can you list out a couple of ways that you see that shift is happening inside of me? That's it. Even if you're going to talk to him about other things like, where are we going to lunch today? Honestly, like have a phone call about that and then hang up. And then you can call again about the other thing. But you want one specific conversation or one specific text message thread or one specific interaction with your accountability partner that's like no more than 10 minutes long and is only designed specifically to only give you information about how they see that you're growing and changing. And those are those are 3 ways that you can leverage the in-between stage. You can amplify the positive expectation in the in-between stage. You can stop worrying about what you're not doing in the in-between stage. You can feel good about yourself, feel accomplished, feel proud of yourself, feel good about this in-between stage. Because if you don't feel good about this in-between stage, you will dredge up the old vibrations and the old thought patterns from the past, and then you will get stuck or go back to where you were before. Well, you can never go back, but you know, you'll recreate in your feet. You'll recreate now what you had before, which you don't want. A lot of times in manifestation, we start to go down the emotional journey, don't see what we want to see, and then go right back to where we started. And so we're always starting our journey, getting halfway there, going back to the beginning. And we go back and forth. That can cause depression. That's what depression is. You, anger can even pull you out of depression, but depression becomes, I'm just right back where I started. I can't go anywhere. Well, you can. You just have to hold the vision and the feelings that go with it long enough. And you have to notice that things are shifting vibrationally and emotionally long enough so that the actual things in your life can appear. Because 99% of everything happens in the quantum realm, in the imagination, in the non-physical before it pops into the physical. So you're learning how to enjoy or appreciate the journey the 99% of the time. This came up to me because yesterday I looked around the house and I was once again like, oh, right, I'm working on releasing clutter. I've got 3 kids and there's a lot of stuff and I've never learned how yet to release clutter joyfully. I've always done it from the discipline standpoint. So I'm on this journey of learning how to move through the physical clutter stuff from a more vibrationally aligned standpoint. So that's one of the things I'm working on, one of my projects. Anyway, I looked around and I was like, oh, right, where did this stuff come from in the house? And I felt a little bit like, what was I doing? And then I went, wait a minute. Nah, I know how this goes. There have been some major, I've done incredible work this week. And I even looked at my daughter and I said, what incredible work this week have I done? And we had this conversation about how this book on intuitive eating came into my life and it is blowing me open like crazy. And I'm reading a little bit in the morning and then my entire life is reframing my past, my entire relationship with food, which is something that we deal with multiple times a day. I'm going through these incredible epiphanies. And yeah, that is taking its time and my emotions and whatever. So I can look around and say, oh, I'm not doing this thing, and I'm not doing anything in my life. Oh, we got to stop saying that. We're always doing something in our lives. We're always on an emotional journey. We're always on a vibrational journey. We're always on a journey of becoming. We're always on a journey of personal growth. The question is, do we notice it? When we look at what's happening in our lives, do we pick out the signs that show us that yes, what we have asked for has already been given? And yes, we are becoming a vibrational match to it. And yes, it is, it is, it is. So that's what I wanted to offer you today. And I hope it helps you enjoy this thing called life. And so it is.
You have just listened to Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Alora Cheek. And I hope you have an incredibly aligned day. You can catch more at expectbutterflies.com.